Hello, my name is Mike Tolte. I work for Microsoft in the UK, and this is one of a continuing set of videos taking somewhat of a tour of the networking stack in Silverlight 4, specifically the Silverlight 4 Beta and VS 2010 Beta 2. These videos will make most sense, if they're going to make any sense at all, if you watch them in order as opposed to trying to jump into one particular video. What we've done so far, we've been looking at HTTP. We looked at the web client class for doing an async XML download with the link to XML API. We looked at how we could deserialize different types of XML with RSS and Atom, and also we looked at JSON deserialization as well. We looked at how we could do an HTTP post on the web client API, and we opened that up to look at HTTP web request and response. We looked at cross-domain access, both from trusted local applications and from browser-based applications using client access policy. And we also looked at the idea that there are two HTTP stacks inside of Silverlight, the browser stack and the client stack. We looked at some of the differences between them and how we switch between them just in the last video, video 5. So this is then video 6, and what I want to look at here is a little bit around authentication. So we'll take a look at basic authentication and see how that can work. And this will again bring up that issue of different network stacks as they behave slightly differently in this respect. So let's go back over to Visual Studio. And so our code is really as it was at the end of the very first video in this series. We have a post.xml file in a folder called files on a web server. It has posts that have post, which have titles, dates, and descriptions. And then we also have our Silverlight application hosted on that website. Our Silverlight application has a class which marries up to that XML in that there's a class called post that has a title, description, and pub date. And it knows how to take an X element from the link to XML API and reach into that element looking for elements called title, description, and pub date and turn that into an instance of post itself. Then what we've got is a button on the UI, and the UI fires this piece of code here. We use a web client, and we go ahead and asynchronously download post.xml. When that has completed, we have a handler which checks the error status, loads up the XML via the stream that comes back to us from the framework into link to XML, and then we run a little query against that looking for all the elements called post, and we turn them into posts and put them on the screen, such that when we press F5, we have a little button we can press that does that async request and puts the data on the screen. And that's kind of where we are right now. Okay, so imagine that we go back to our website. So I'm in IIS management here, and here's my actual website, my web application. And imagine that I say for this, in terms of authentication, if I can do this right, let's say that we no longer allow anonymous authentication. I'm just going to try and disable that, and I'm going to enable basic authentication. And so that's really where we are. We now have basic auth on this thing, which means that if I go to this in the browser, we should see it prompting. As soon as I try and get to the page that requires basic auth, we see it prompting to do that. And if I log into this thing, let me just see if I can log in. Then I'm logged in, and if I click get data, I remain logged in, and so everything works. That's kind of interesting. If we take this, everything was done on the browser stack in that case. What if we move this to a different stack? So let's go ahead and say webrequest.registerprefix for HTTP, and we want to move to the webrequestcreator.client stack. So let's just move to that stack for our specific XML request that we do asynchronously. So again, when we visit the page, we've got to log in. So I have this user that can log in. He's now logged in. Click the Get Data button, and we're actually getting data. Now, I want to show you that in a different browser, because there's something that IE does here, which I'm not quite sure about. So let's go and take the URL and run up, I don't know, let's run up Chrome and see what that does, see if it does anything different. Let's go and take the URL. We go to the page. Now, to log in, the origin here, we have to log in. So let's say test user again and password. Just log him or her into that site. And we should get the application, so that's just running up inside of Chrome. No, thank you. And if we click the Get Data button, notice that we now get asked for authentication again. So we log in again, and then we get the data. So that's a contrast with what happens in IE, and it's actually more like what I would expect. And I wouldn't expect that if we weren't on the client stack here. So let's go back to the browser stack. Let's build. Let's go back into... I think I've still got a URL on my clipboard, actually, so forget IE for a second. Let's go back into Chrome and just see if it behaves differently. So we log in once. And things work. So notice the difference. And it's because, presumably, we move stacks partway through the lifetime of the application. But this is a fairly simple scenario when the application itself is behind basic auth and the resources it's trying to access are behind the same sort of basic auth. What if the application was served up without basic auth but then needed to go off and access our file over basic auth? So let's have a look at that as a scenario. And so if we go back to IIS management, I'll enable anonymous auth at the top level. I think I can do this. And then go down to my files folder. And in that folder, I will disable anonymous. So we've only got basic at that point. Note that we should really be doing basic over HTTPS, but from the point of view of demoing this, it makes it a bit simpler not to demand SSL at this point. Anyway, let's go back to our code. And so now if we run this up, we shouldn't have to authenticate just to get the application. We're on the browser stack right now, by the way. But when we call getData, we should have to authenticate. And we do authenticate. And if we authenticate OK, then we're through and that's fine. Let's do that again on the client stack. So let's move to the client stack. So this will move the request to the client stack. We go back again. And we don't authenticate initially, and then we click to get data, and the client stack, and this is new in Silverlight 4 as it happens, the client stack knows how to authenticate us too, and so we get authenticated that way. That makes sense. Now, it might be nice, you know, we might have wanted the application to actually prompt the user for credentials and provide them via code. And it's kind of interesting, because if we go back to the browser stack for a second, let's go back to the browser stack, and you kind of already know this. If we go and set the credentials, so we say client.credentials equals new network credential, and we'd say username, which is test user in this case, and we say password, which is just password in this particular case. So we set those credentials via this client, we press F5. But you already know that this isn't really supported by the browser stack, so when we try to do this, it falls over. The browser stack can't do that for us. However, the client stack can. So if we use the client stack here, then we could authenticate this way, I think. Let's just press F5. I might need to set one additional flag, which I'll come back to in a second. But we're now on the client stack. That hasn't done what I wanted to do. Bear with me one second. I think we can set client.use default credentials to be false. Let's try that again. And if we set that to false, I'm hoping now it will pick up the credentials straight from the code. So let's click get data, and it does. So great, on the client stack, we can actually pre-provide the credentials or gather them from the user and do it that way. On the browser stack, we can't do that stuff because the browser wants to manage those things. Now, note if we were to go from something like basic auth here, and let's just take this credential set away. If we were to go from basic auth here to something like integrated Windows auth, so let's just comment that code out, go back to the browser stack, let's go back to IIS management, and what I'll do is disable basic here and enable Windows auth. So now on my files folder, you've got to be Windows authenticated. Let's do that on the browser stack. So let's press F5. See what the browser stack does with that. Get data. I'm straight through. Let's see what the client stack does with that. Moving to the client stack, rerunning. Get data and I'm straight through. So we get authenticated with something like Windows Auth either way, so that's fine, we can do that as well. But the basic auth scenario is really to try to highlight that when we are providing credentials, you need to be on the client stack to do that from code, but both stacks can do it automatically if you haven't already provided credentials. Okay, so let's cut this one short at this point. Kind of got the idea across there, and we'll come back with another topic.